If the Spirit of God is teaching you, then you hear my words, and you're instructed by them, because it is the Spirit of God in me, which is leading me in my teaching. So I don't prepare for these things, you know. It's kind of on the fly. It's like, whatever comes, comes. I'm going to be doing videos which are going to be prepared. But they'll be impromptu, though, too. With a little bit of preparation. So, the anointing shall taught. You know, Paul wrote similar things. You don't need anyone to teach you. The Spirit searches all things. Someone was asking, well, how do you know this? How do you know that? It's like, well, you know, you got to have the Spirit. It makes all the difference in the world. I did a lot of studying. I was pretty smart, right? I could learn a lot of things. I remember I used to memorize the kings and I know all the books of the Bible. I knew that for years. I memorized them. You know, I memorized how many chapters were in each book of the Bible. And I tried to get a general knowledge of everything that was written in the chapters of the Bible. All that, and there are men who probably know that better than I do. I'm sure there are. There are men who know this word better than me. But the Spirit of God in me knows it more and has taught me better. Because if they have not the Spirit of God, they can know all the words they want to know, but they don't know the truth. And if they did know the truth, they would acknowledge that what I am saying is true. But rather they are turned away as rejected. Because they're not of us. Verse 28, and now little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. There's that you got to be born again. Well, the evidence of being born again is that you do righteousness. That's how you know someone that's born again, by the way. If someone says, I'm born again, and then, you know, follows it up with a bunch of obscenities, or says that as, you know, and then a week later, they're found in a cheap hotel room with a prostitute, or they're president of whatever evangelical association, and then they find themselves, you know, in a bathroom with another man, doing unspeakable things, or things that should not be spoken, though today they're spoken often, and performed often. You know, when you're doing those things, it's manifest, well, you ain't been born again, buddy. And that's, when I look at myself, I don't necessarily see myself as being born again. I look at myself as having the seed of Christ conceived in me, and it's growing. And I'm not going to be born as a baby. Paul says, I labor in travail until Christ be born in you. I am not to be brought forth as a born again, as a little baby again, but as a full-grown man, not as Paul Stringini, the full-grown man. I'm not going to be born again as Paul Stringini, God forbid. I'm going to be born again as Jesus Christ, not as a little baby. But he's going to spring full-grown out of me. That's what it means to be born again as a Christian. As you walk as he walked. You do righteousness. He says here, abide in him. Now he that abideth in him, he'd given criteria for that. What do you do if you abide in him? Well, you keep his commandments. If you say you abide in him, there's all sorts of things that have to be true. If you say you abide in him and you do sin, you're a liar. So we are to abide in him that when he will appear, we want to have confidence. We want to be bold. Confidence is all outspokenness, frankness, bluntness. And by implication, assurance. We want to have a certain amount of freedom to feel like we can speak freely. Freedom to approach him without any sort of reason to hold back. You know, no holding back. Can run right up to Christ. Because he's ready to meet us there. Not like those who will come to him and say, Lord, we've done all these things in your name. And he says, I don't know you. Rather, we don't want to be ashamed before him as he's come. There are going to be many ashamed when he comes. Many. Because they think they're Christians and they're going to find themselves in a great depth of shame. Because they have not been faithful in the things that God has given us to be faithful in. And they thought they were going to inherit eternal life. But they will not inherit the kingdom of God. As Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, he says, the works of the flesh are these. He lists all these sinful things, these iniquities. And he says, and things like these things, if you do them, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot be the doers of them. We know that he is righteous. And so we also know that anyone that does righteousness is born of him. I actually use these last two verses as the introduction to chapter 3, which I actually have a song for on my website. And we'll be covering that right away.